This is Earth and Sky, Sunday, January 26th. People around the world who gaze at the pre-dawn sky this week can see the waning crescent moon.
It's in the east, not far from the place where the sun will rise, near some other noticeable sky objects. The brightest star-like object up before dawn now is Venus. And there are two reddish stars above Venus, as seen from all parts of Earth. One really is a star, the red star Antares in the constellation Scorpius.
The other is a planet, the world most like Earth in our solar system, Mars. On Monday morning, Mars is the object closest to the moon in the eastern pre-dawn sky. If you look, you'll see the lighted portion of the moon aimed toward Mars. That illuminated crescent also indicates the direction of the moon's motion in orbit around Earth.
As always, tomorrow morning, the moon will appear to stand still in the sky, but nothing in space stands still. So you might imagine the moon moving in orbit. It'll move toward the sunrise in the next few days. Knowing that, it might look to you tomorrow morning as if the moon will cover Mars as it moves in orbit, as seen from our earthly vantage point. And so it will. This occultation of Mars will be seen from remote parts of Earth, including Samoa and the Central Pacific.
Today's show is made possible by Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.